Hi, this is a dictation for Antonio Lamont, A-N-T-O-N-I-O-L-A-M-O-N-T. Date of birth is 10/31/91. Date of service is 5/23/2025. Date of accident is 5/23/2025. Antonio William. Antonio Lamont William is a gentleman visiting us for a new patient visit today on 5/23/2025. He was injured this morning at 6:30 a.m. Chief complaints are severe pain in the upper back, lower back, in the wrist, on the left side, as well as left shoulder and left knee, and headaches. The patient attributes all of these symptoms towards the presence of an accident that happened this morning. He was traveling as a front seat passenger at 6:30 a.m. today with his girlfriend or wife, Desiree Wilson. They were traveling in a Chevy box and hit by a Dodge car. Their speed was 10 miles. They do not know the speed of the other car. They were traveling on Pembroke, P-E-M-B-R-O-O-K, in South and Southfield Service Drive. They came out of the Southfield Service Drive to make a right turn on the Pembroke, while another car that was coming off did not stop on the red light, and it hit them in a rear-ending accident. The car jumped the curb. It appears that the patient was wearing a seatbelt. The airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. There was no hit and run accident. The police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. He was taken to the hospital via ambulance to the Providence Hospital for 3 hours. The x-rays of the wrist on the left side and the rib were done, and the rib x-rays were done. Chest x-ray was done and was found to be negative. There was a persistent difficulty in breathing. He was provided with a pain shot and pain medications, and he's in severe pain. The patient describes the following symptoms as a history of presenting illness: headache, heart present into the front and back. Front of the head, around 6-7 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they are moderate, infrequent, associated with vomiting, one only. No sensitivity to the light or noise is reported. Symptoms of TBI, patient report that there is no no vertigo or loss of consciousness, but suffering from bilateral ringing in the ear and dizziness. Nausea and vomiting. Denies any vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. He denies any memory loss, forgetfulness, confusion, disorientation. Denies any incontinence or lack of focus, lack of concentration, blurred vision, spots in the vision. Denies any problem with the taste or smell or TMJ. The patient reports a moderate difficulty in walking, associated with lightheadedness, numbness of the right leg and the right arm. Numbness of the left arm and left leg. I apologize. Along with pain in the knee area. Denies any incontinence of the urine bowel, sleep disturbance, total anesthesia, anxiety, depression, or panic. Regarding the pain, patient is suffering from severe pain to the neck, which is 10. Lower back pain is reported to be 8. Left shoulder pain is 7. And actively, he can only move up to 110 degrees of abduction and forward flexion of the left shoulder. Left knee is also quite painful. He reports of shooting pain and numbness and tingling of the entire left arm, affecting second, third, and fourth finger with poor grip. And this numbness and tingling is constant. Similarly, he has a numbness and tingling of the left leg anteriorly, affecting first and second toes and the foot. The pain in the lower back is constant, 8, and so is the neck pain. The neck pain is going across, affecting upper back and ears. These pains are described to be continuous as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, heavy. They are around 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, and ADLs are affected 6. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing, bending, and sitting, and improved by nothing. So far he has had x-rays, reports of muscle weakness and motor weakness of the left arm, where he has dropped cell phones, dinner plates. Constant numbness and tingling is affecting his life, and he cannot do any ADLs. No treatment has been afforded to him so far. Please review the records for the system review, surgical histories, allergy histories, family history, relationship status, employment, legal history, and personal history, ADLs, as well as the diagnosis. Physical examination, the blood pressure is found to be ...108/70, pulse is 67, pulse ox is 100, height is 5'6", weight is 200, temperature is 96.1. This is a 34-year-old African-American male. Who is alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious? No sign exists, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Doesn't appear to be in acute distress, but does have a severe pain, faces. And although he is well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good, patient appears to be overtly anxious. He has a good attitude and demeanor. Address and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well, but with a limping on the left knee, slightly antalgic. He's not using any cane or any adaptive device at this time. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including neurological examination, that is normal. Musculature examination reveals severe spasm of the left-sided quadratus lumborum. There is no spasm in the paravertebral muscles. The left chest is tender, and there is a left knee is also very tender and loose. In the musculature examination, inspection and palpation comes from the template. On spine tenderness is present at L5-S1. And both SI joint. And several trigger points are noticed. Range of motion of the cervical spine is limited. Forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion is 25, and rotation is 20. For the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, I apologize. Extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 15. In this maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as following. Cervical spine, Hoffman's sign was negative, Sperling is positive, Lerman test is positive, dissection test is positive, Sotowall test is negative. In the thoracic spine, slump test and Roos test are negative. In the lumbar spine, the straight leg raising test is positive at 20 degrees. TLR is positive. CAMP test is positive. Brudzinski Kernig test is negative. The Breger test is negative. Brudzinski sign is negative. SI joint. Bilaterally, SI joint is quite tender with positive tending flexion. Iliac compression test is positive. Distraction test is positive. Gonsalan test is positive. And Faber test is positive. Extremities examination reveals that the patient has positive finding in the left shoulder and the left knee and also left wrist and hand. Examination of the left shoulder reveals the following. On inspection, the shoulder appears to be completely normal with no dislocation or any contusions. On palpation, there are no tender points, except there is a generalized pain in the posterior part of the shoulder. The range of motions on passive movements is normal. Active motion is limited to 110 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. The muscle strength is 4/5 in the entire left upper arm. Special test conducted, Hawken-Kennedy test is negative. MTBR test is negative. I'm sorry. Hawken-Kennedy test is positive and MTBR Kent test is positive. I apologize. Anterior posterior apprehension test is positive also. Drop arm test was negative. Heat test, near test are positive. Lumbar elbow examination was normal. Wrist and hand examination reveals a positive Tinel sign and a Phelan sign. The grip is slightly poor at motor power being 4/5 for the entire left upper arm. Other than that, the wrist appears to be normal. There's no swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, no atrophy of thenar prominence. The reflexes are normal. Circulation is intact. In the left knee, patient has a tenderness around peripatellar region and associated with some crepitus grinding. Flexion from full extension is normal. Range of motions are normal at 135 degrees. Collateral ligaments are slightly lax, especially the medial collateral ligament on the left knee. Motor power is normal. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer are positive. McMurray, Steinman negative. Patellar apprehension was positive. Diagnosis from the records. The plan of care is from the template. The treatment plan is as follows. The patient is provided with Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril is provided 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, proton excess provided for stomach protection. Neurontin, 600 mg twice a day is provided for neuropathy. Lunesta, 1 mg at night for sleep. Medigesic is provided for headache and lidoprim is provided for topical pain relief. The patient is also provided with the Norco, 7.5 mg, 325 every 12 hours for 7 days, 14 tablets. An order for physical therapy is placed for physical therapy at neck and the lower back, left shoulder, left knee, 2 times a week with traction massage, echotherapy, gait training. Patient is provided with a work disability. Hospital replacement, attended care is provided. Attended care for 3 hours is provided for 7 days. Patient is also provided an order for attended care. Beside that, he is provided with a MRI order for cervical spine, MRI for lumbar spine, and MRI for left shoulder without contrast. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Visit to psychiatrist, yes. Gym is yes. Review of the available MRI imaging records, x-rays, and medical records from the hospital are not available right now. Interventional pain procedure, patient was advised that we may provide him injection to his left shoulder as well as to the left knee to bring him some relief. The patient declined. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Caseworker, none. Investigations are already discussed. DMEs, patient is provided with a back brace and a tense unit to help him further heal. Education is yes. follow-up visit is intended, direct contact us. Thank you.